Tillman, and Bill Amato for joining us. Again, just briefly before I get started, we're being transcribed recorded by ASAP in New York, so please wait for us to bring the microphone around to ask your question and identify yourself and where you're from as well before you ask. And again, we'll have Coach Tillman start with an opening statement about the game, and we'll have some questions for Nico, let him go, and we'll have time for questions for Coach Tillman, and the Maryland locker room is open as well. Coach?
Sure. Just like to first congratulate Notre Dame. Thought they played a great game today. Executed very, very well in just about every facet of the game, and I felt like outplayed us in almost every facet. Certainly, I need to do a better job of getting our guys prepared and get them organized. But I thought they played well. At times, I thought we played pretty well, but just not consistently enough. But I think it had more to do with their execution and our inability to do so. So I'd like to thank our seniors for all that they've done. We're certainly going to miss the guy next to me and all the seniors, and appreciate how much they've sacrificed and what they've done for this program and this team, just being the, just having the characteristics that you want for young people in your organization and representing our state and our school and our alums so well all year, and I'm very proud of them for that.
Questions for Nico?
Todd Carden, Testudo Times. Nico, looking at the stat sheet, I see that Notre Dame had 8 assists on their 11 goals. How much more difficult does it make your job as a goalie when the team is clearly moving the ball that well?
I mean, Notre Dame has a really talented offense, but, you know, we always have faith in our defense. We went into the game believing in our game plan, and, you know, they played a little bit faster than us today, so give them the credit. But, you know, I still think Maryland's always going to be a great defensive team, and, you know, I'm glad to have played with the guys that I did today.
Daniel Popper with the Dimebeck. Nico, 19 turnovers today for the team. Was it difficult dealing with that number of turnovers and the amount of time and possession that created for Notre Dame?
I mean, I wasn't really thinking about anything like that. We were just trying to win each possession and play one play at a time. We obviously tried to make some adjustments at halftime, but, you know, Notre Dame executed a good game plan, and, you know, they played well today.
Any more for Nico?
Nico, unfortunately, you know, career ends kind of almost, you know, in 2011 you guys made it to the Final Four, same thing in 2012. Just talk about your career. It's been a great career, you know, 3 All-American nominations. Just talk about everything that's been for Maryland.
Yeah, Coach kind of hit the nail on the head in the locker room. Pretty much, you know, you risk getting your heart broken to go on a great journey with this team and the guys, and I wouldn't have traded anything in the world for these past 5 years.
One more for Nico. Okay.
Thanks,
Nick. Any questions for Coach Tillman?
Coach, 6 goals, 38 shots, strikes me as very similar to the final stat line in the ACC championship. Is there something in Notre Dame's defensive scheme that is forcing you to take shots that make easy saves for Kelly and are offline?
Well, they play great defense. They certainly always have. You know, we felt like we got some decent looks. You know, 14 saves is pretty good. I still think we're a little bit stubborn with our shooting. You know, we really talked about all week shooting the ball high, and that was one of the things we felt like we didn't do a good job of last time. I don't think we could have emphasized it more. And we came out early, and we just kind of got back to doing that. And, you know, we talked about it. We practiced it. And funny things sometimes happen when you go into a game, even though it's been part of the emphasis. You know, you get in there and, you know, you just kind of go back to maybe some of the habits that you have. And obviously that's something that, you know, we're going to have to address and focus on. But, you know, we really felt like he was a better guy high than he was low. And, you know, again, we got some opportunities and we still just didn't want to budge there.
Right here,
Dan Weaver with WNEC. Kind of talk about Charlie. It seemed on Wednesday that he was pretty fine. Did he aggravate his injury during the game?
Yeah, it sounded like it got re-aggravated right before halftime. And Charlie was a warrior. He wanted to go back in. Felt like he could do it. But after consulting with the trainers, I wasn't comfortable and the trainers weren't comfortable, you know, with kind of what we were seeing. And, you know, we have to look at, you know, the young guy's long-term, you know, health and is what's in his best interest. And sometimes we have to save these guys from themselves. And, you know, I'm not going to risk one guy's future for a lacrosse game, and I know our training staff wouldn't either. All that being said, I thought John Greeno did a really nice job for us. Came in and won some faceoffs. And the first one, I actually think if his wings had protected him a little bit more, we would have been fine there.
Bruce.
Yeah.
Sorry. Thank you.
Sorry. Bruce Posner, CBS Radio in Baltimore, Washington. Coach, the four losses this year, and that's a credit to a great season being 13-4, were all very similar with offensive problems, right? And the past couple weeks, you've exploded the offense. What went wrong today?
Well, I think first quarter, I think a lot of that is just self-inflicted. You know, we turned the ball over, I think, 8 times in the first quarter, and it was, you know, a little different, you know, turnover, you know, each time. It was maybe, a different situation with a different player. I think our guys were really amped up, and it's hard when you have to have a defensive mentality, and then you have to have an offensive mentality. So defensively, you know, you can have that fiery speech, but offensively, you've got to make sure that you get into a flow and you play, you know, as John Wooden would say, you know, you play fast but not in a hurry. And you just, sometimes today, we got away from some of the things that we wanted to do and some of the things that we practiced. And again, it was just one thing here, one thing there, but collectively, when you add all those things up, you know, it really kills your time of possession, it kills your flow. And I thought we put ourselves behind the eight ball. I'm proud of our guys. They kept fighting and we kind of got it back to 2-2. And then that end of this first period was tough. You know, we came out, we tried to mix in some zone. You know, we got caught with some guys that I thought were tired defensively, so I called a timeout. You know, we went zone. They made a really good play. And then obviously Charlie went early on that faceoff and they pushed it and got another goal. And so that really, that last half part of the first quarter, I think gave them a lot of confidence, gave them some momentum coming out of the first quarter. So that's on me for calling that timeout.
In the back.
John July inside the cross. Kevin and I had 5-2 today. Just talk about what was he doing that was so effective in their offense?
You know, I think he did a great job of just picking his spots. You know, when he got his opportunities, he made the most of them. But then I thought when he got himself, you know, we had it a little bit too long or he didn't have anything, I thought he was, you know, just heady enough and poised enough just to move the ball on and let somebody else take their opportunity. And I thought the other guys obviously did a nice job of looking for him. And he's a terrific player. You know, he's just he's gotten better, you know, every game we've seen him, and he's gotten more confidence. So that's the type of performance you want out of a guy that's, you know, a first, second team All-American.
A couple more for Coach. Stan.
Stan Charles with PressBox. Coach Stillman, the game just ended 30 minutes ago, but when you say I have to do a better job to prepare my team, you know, moving forward, I know the game just ended, but what does that really mean to you? And is it something you'll take some time to consider, or is it something you've already considered?
I, you know, the way I was always you know, brought up, and obviously, you know, with the coaches I've been, and when you win, it's the players that should get all the credit. When you lose, you know, you got to look at the top and the leadership and figure out where did we go wrong. And, you know, with this group, you know, they've done a great job. They've made a lot of sacrifices. We know candidly, you know, our strength was going to be on our back end and obviously at the face-off X. So there were a lot of moving parts that we had all year, yet we weren't going to use that as an excuse. You know, we were going to find a way to make it work. And I feel like regardless of the people that you have, you can find a way. You know, you just have to have the right scheme, develop confidence in them, give them the reps they need. And I think if you have guys that have that desire and they're good athletes and they care, you know, you can find a way as a coach. You just need to build them up, put them in good spots, and really just stay with them. And this group has been fantastic. They've been so unselfish. They've just, I feel like they represented our school so well on and off the field. They fought even to the end today. And I'm proud of them for that. And like I said, I'm not going to put the blame on them. You know, I just have to do a better job of making sure that we're settled down coming out of the, obviously into the first half. And then when things aren't going well, you know, making sure I can give them a plan to get them back on the right track.
Last one for Coach. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you. Thank you.